and welcome to Calm Cafe. This is your host, Dwayne Richards. I have another wonderful guest. Actually, it's a repeat guest today. I have my good friend, Joan, and you may have listened to Joan back in episode 13, where we introduced Joan and we talked about a little bit about what she does and how she works with Scott Patton and has a number of Udemy courses. And we're going to talk tonight specifically about what Joan does, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, which is EFT. And it's not the stock EFTs. It's Emotional Freedom Technique. Though she does have a course, I think, on trading stocks. So you can find, we'll share a little bit later on in the show about the different courses that Joan has. But today, related to stocks, actually, we're going to talk about money. But before we get into it, let me just remind you where you can learn a little bit more about Calm Cafe and our company, Communications for Results. Myself and my partner, we have a company called Communications for Results, where we talk about communication and, you're right, results. And you can learn more about us at calmforresults.com. That's C-O-M-M, the number four, results.com. Hop over there, learn a little bit about our upcoming courses and some other things that we do. But now, my special guest, Joan, and we're going to talk about money today. Welcome, Joan.
Hi, Dwayne. My favorite topic, money.
It should be everyone's favorite topic, and myself, as a I get to deal with money, and it's really interesting. I love money right from an early age, from having a paper route and growing pumpkins and all different things around money. And then as a CPA, CMA accountant, a certified professional accountant, as well as now as a financial advisor, I help my clients. I do more than one thing, but one thing I like to do is I get my clients to have a conversation about money, specifically when they don't want to. So money, as they say, money and sex are two things that lots of people don't want to talk about. And my job as a financial advisor is get people to have that conversation. So let's talk money.
Let's talk money. What I love about money is resonating with money, the energy of money.
All right. I can deal with the energy of money.
You can deal with the energy of money, because when people get excited about the energy of money, then they draw abundance, financial abundance, to them. If people are afraid of money or think it's I'm not worthy of abundance, it's not possible, I'm afraid of more abundance, I'm afraid of failure, I'm afraid of success, what will happen to me if I make more money? All those little underlying blockages, and most of them are subconscious rather than conscious. But then when I talk to people and find out what their fears are or what their beliefs are about money, then I learn where their blockages are, and I can help them release those blockages through emotional freedom techniques.
Okay. And you said something that's interesting there, that some people may not believe it, but some people do have that fear of success, to say, mm-hmm. whether it's a fear or whether they're worthy, but just, not everyone, maybe not everyone has this great aspirations of being successful. They just, as Napoleon Hill and Outwitting the Devil, the average person just is comfortable drifting, just being good at, mediocre.
Yes.
Or just, I get a paycheck, I put the paycheck in my bank account and I pay my bills and I have enough or have just enough to get by on a paycheck per paycheck. And that's a high percentage in not just Canada, but North America. But there's a small percentage of people that really strive for success. So how do we work with that? How do you work with that? Because you must have clients that have mm-hmm. that issue.
Yep. Most people are dreamers rather than doers. So they dream about, yes, life would be so wonderful if I got to do this, that, the other thing, pay off all my bills. But they're not able or willing to take the action steps to get there. So then when I ask them, well, what would happen? How would your life change if you had more abundance in your life? Well, people would be jealous of me. Relatives will want money from me. I would spend it rather than save it because I don't know how to handle money. There are all kinds of blocks. Okay. Or it's not possible. Or let's see. If $100,000 or $1 million came into my life, I don't know what I would do with that. All kinds of nonprofit organizations would hound me for money. One, people don't know how to nurture money, how to take care of money, which is where your profession comes in.
Yeah, we talk about, and again, money should be fluid. Like it should be flow. There should be a flow to money, so you don't get money and put it under your mat. You don't put it inside your mattress or under your mattress or in your pillow. That there's a flow that it's okay to spend money to then receive money. You have to make room for more money. And it's really interesting. Again, I did a bunch of stuff at the time with Peak Potentials around T.R. Becker's program, The Millionaire Mindset, and we talk about there where you have your thermostat. So if all of my life I've only ever, been able to manage, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and I go and win the lottery, there's a large percentage here in Canada as well in the U.S. of lottery winners who after like 3-4 years are bankrupt because
right.
they just did not know how their thermostat. They just didn't know how to live with that extra, that increase in money. So they didn't, and it didn't really, it's not about having to work for it because it's not about how you earned it, because you won it. They just didn't have the mindset to know what to do with that kind of money.
First, it's about removing blocks through tapping on the acupressure points that emotional freedom techniques teaches. So one possible block would be, even though I have no idea how my life will change, or even though I am afraid how my life would change if more abundance came into my life, I deeply and completely accept myself. Or even though I'm so scared of where the money would go and what I would do with it because I've never had that much before, I deeply and completely accept myself. Or even though I don't deserve to have that abundance of money,
yes.
because nobody in my family has ever been well off, nobody in my family has ever been wealthy, so what makes me think I'm any better than anybody else in my life or in my family to earn this amount of money or to attract this amount of money? I'm just your average guy or gal, and I'm just going to earn this amount, and I'm going to struggle through the rest of my life. With those beliefs, they're not going to resonate and attract more abundance. So it's my job to help them release those stuck beliefs so that they can start attracting it, as we also create an action plan of what to do with it. I consider money, like you say, it's fluid. So money comes in and then it flows. It flows to needs. It flows to philanthropy. When the time comes and I get $10 million, I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. So as I keep building my business, I know exactly where it's going to go. It's going to go to help people as well as stuff. Lord knows I don't need any more stuff, but I will have a comfortable retirement. I will start my own 501c3 or philanthropic agency so that I can have a trust that I can give to other worthy organizations. I've got the plan down. There's no problem with that as I continue to attract abundance.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about giving as it has been given to me, so I shall give to others. So there's tithing in my belief system as well. But I love EFT for helping people get clarity and shift their resonating with money and shift their belief system so that they can be comfortable with attracting more abundance.
Okay. That's really good. All right. Now, I know you have your courses on Udemy. So if someone wants to learn detailed, and we'll share. We'll share that at the end of the show. We'll share how they can get that. But let's. Can we give them a little sneak peek at how it works?
Sure. All right. Let me see. Dwayne, since we're talking through our computers, may I muscle test on your behalf?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So first off, we're going to just let people know that even though we're doing this via Skype, this is something that they don't necessarily have to visually see. You're going to give them enough description how mm-hmm. they can do this just by listening.
I'm going to go into my intuition, if I may, and I just want to test you to see if you have any subconscious blocks to success.
All right.
Do I have your permission to do that?
Yes, and we did this a little bit the first time we met, but I don't really remember. So this is going to be just so everyone knows this hasn't been scripted, or we had the intention of doing this, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't rehearse this, so this is all real. You know, it's being recorded, it's live at the moment. So
really do you have any specific beliefs towards abundance yourself, towards money yourself?
You know, I used to have beliefs. Again, before I started on the whole on the professional development space, I did have these, and I've done a pretty good job of correcting, you know, or adjusting. You know, as they say, you can change your habits, you can change your beliefs. I've inherited my beliefs from my surroundings, from my parents, from our, you know, from the culture that we live in. But I think I'm doing okay.
Say the sentence, Dwayne. Say the sentence. I deserve abundance.
All right. Should I laugh first or just be serious?
What do you want to do?
All right. I'll say it clearly into the microphone as well. I deserve abundance.
Okay. When you say that, is that a true statement for you? On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being absolutely I do, and 0 being no way.
Yeah, I'm above the 0, and I'm moving towards 10, but I'm probably around a 7.
Probably around a 7?
My guess.
Okay, let's take it higher.
All right.
All right, here we go. So for our audience, what I'm doing is, since you don't have a visual, Dwayne is going to be tapping the sides of his hands together at the karate chop point below his little finger. So I want you to do this, Dwayne. Tap your hands together and say, even though there's a part of me.
Even though there's a part of me.
That doesn't completely believe I deserve abundance.
Okay, so even though there's a part of me that doesn't believe
I deserve more abundance.
That doesn't believe I deserve more abundance.
I deeply and completely accept myself anyway.
I deeply and completely accept myself anyway.
Yes. Now I'm going to take you through some tapping places. So tap the top of your head.
Okay, I stop with my hands and go to the top of my head. Okay.
Tapping the
with
top
like
of
the fingertip
head.
With my fingertips or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now what you want to do is take your middle finger and index finger and place it at the beginning of your eyebrow, right by the bridge of your nose. Tap there and say, this deserving issue.
This deserving issue.
Mm-hmm. Now, tap the end of your eyebrow at your temple. This deserving issue.
This deserving issue.
Then tap under your eye. This deserving issue.
This deserving issue.
Under your nose. Tap there and say, whatever is still left that's keeping me from being a 10.
All right.
You can think it if you want to. Whatever is still left.
Okay. Whatever is still left that's keeping me from
being a 10 and an absolute belief that I deserve more money.
All right. That's a lot of words to remember. So whatever is still left from keeping me from believing that I am a 10.
Yeah. Now tap your chin, middle of your chin. Say, I now choose to release whatever is stopping me from deserving more money. I now release whatever is stopping me.
I now release whatever is stopping me from being a 10.
Deserving more money.
From deserving more money. Okay, let me try that again. I now release whatever is stopping me from believing I deserve more money.
Perfect. Now tap, find the edges of your collarbone, and tap underneath the edges of your collarbone.
All right, let me unzip my shirt here.
Okay. Take a breath and feel all the resistance, whatever is still left about deserving. Feel it leave your body. All the rest of that resistance. You don't need it. You don't want it. It's going. Now tap the side of your body underneath your arm.
Underneath my arm? Like on my body under the arm, or under the arm?
It's what we're doing is we're tapping, according to Chinese medicine, we're tapping where the spleen is. So if there's resistance in the spleen, you're tapping it out of your spleen.
Okay.
Good. And then you're going to tap underneath your ribs, and if there's any resistance in your liver, you're releasing that resistance.
Whereabouts on, like at the front of my ribs or on the side?
Front of your ribs.
Front.
Okay. Now, stop tapping, take a breath. Inhale through your nose. And exhale out your mouth. Now close your eyes and imagine, say, $1 million in your bank account.
$1 million in my bank account.
Yes. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you deserve that $1 million, 10 being absolutely you do?
10. I'd say 11, but you told me 0 to 10, so only 10.
You could go to 11 if you want to.
Oh, I could go to 11? Yeah, I want 11.
You want 11?
Yeah.
You have now changed your resonance towards money.
All right.
You're going to be surprised what happens tomorrow.
Well, you know, I have a client meeting tomorrow. So there we go.
And this is what I teach on Udemy.
All right. Now, people are going to be flooding over to your tapping courses. And now maybe because you do.
And I give private, just like we're doing right now through Calm Cafe, I do private consultations.
Really cool. Hey, you know what we're going to do next time? Because I am testing, just for my listeners. I've been upgraded for Be Live, so we're actually going to be testing their talk show feature, which actually allows us now, instead of just interviewing two people, it allows us to bring on three people or more. Cool. So people can actually sit in the lounge area, and then we can bring them on. So now what I can do is I can interview you, and then we can actually bring on a third person. Like, for example, we could bring on Scott Patton. Or in this case, we could bring on people that want to test out tapping themselves.
Absolutely.
And then we just have them sit in the lounge, and then we bring them on. They get 2 or 3 minutes, they get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then they go away, and then a new person can come out. So let's, we won't schedule that today, but I'm going to test it out for a couple, maybe for a week or two, make sure all the bugs are working out, and we will let our listeners know when that's going to be happening. Or better yet, what people can do is they can hop over to my Facebook page, Communications for Results, and they can learn a little bit more about some other upcoming things that aren't just all advertised on the podcast, because people could be listening to this at different times. So if they come to the Facebook page, Communications F-O-R, for results, hop on there, and we're more than happy to have more people like that page and learn about what's going on. And of course, I will post this podcast onto that page as well. So if you don't follow us on My Podcast World, you can always hop over out to Communications for Results. All right, now The best thing is, Joan, now do you, I know you're on Udemy, but do you have a, are you, do you have a website as well?
Oh, do I have a website? Yes, sir. I was one of the first geeks. 1993, I got my URL.
All right.
It's joankaler.com.
All right. And then can people get your, can they get access to your Udemy courses through there, or should we give them, how can we?
Better to go to udemy.com itself.
Yep.
And then all they have to type in is Joan Kaler. The two money courses I have are this one, releasing beliefs around money, so attracting more abundance, releasing your negative beliefs around money, and then the other one is for day traders on the stock market.
All right. And what I will do is in the show notes, I will put a link to Udemy where people can go, and we may, if people are really nice and they do it, there may be a code for them that they can.
You know
maybe...
what, Wayne? You bring up a really good point, though. Have people? I'm going to put a link on my website to Udemy. So yes, they can find my courses through my website, joankaler.com. So I will get that in there.
I'll go ahead. Now that's a piece of advice from me to you, and that one's for free. So I just gave you a tip because I know Scott. You know, people should. You know, if you have different sources of, you should, you know, it's all about making it as easy as possible. So I tell people, like from LinkedIn, it should be super easy. If you don't make things easy for me, I'm not like, I'll do a little bit of work, but if I go to LinkedIn and I can't go from your LinkedIn profile to your website, you know, I probably won't get there. But if I can, so if I can go to your website, because it's really easy because it is your name. So it's Joan and then it's KAYLOR.com.
Yes.
And then there, from there, they can go to Udemy, or like I said, they can go to the show notes, and then from the show notes, I will post a link to both your website and to Udemy, mm-hmm. and we'll list out that course. And while they're on Udemy, if they want to see any of my courses, I'll put a link where, or at least I will put a link to our, also can put a link to our, to your instructor profile, because that's what we do with Scott. So then with your instructor profile, they can actually go and they can actually see all of your courses on your instructor profile. All right,
cool.
It'd be good if we did this ahead of time, but hey, you're getting this real live. This is the way we roll. We just sort of work with it as we go. So you're, it's nothing's been rehearsed, but it was fantastic having a great chat with you again, Joan. And maybe you'll become a regular guest, because I think stuff that you do around money definitely has a, you know, definitely a connection. Hey, just with me personally, you've, I think, well, we'll find out. We'll just keep, maybe I will sign up. I think I have your course and I just haven't taken it. So maybe now that you've given me a taste of what you do, I am going to hop back over and get through the rest of that course, because I know I have it in my course list of courses that I've signed up for. Like so many Udemy students, we sign up for courses and never take them. Now, here is a great reason why. If you sign up for something, complete it. Because if I would have known, and if I would have just taken Joan's course like months ago, I would have already, you know, broken through my money beliefs.
Possibly.
But it was great to do it in person. So I want to thank Joan again for joining me today on the Calm Cafe. This has been, I don't remember what episode this is, but that doesn't really matter. And like I said, if you want to learn more about Udemy courses, I guess that was really about, you know, Udemy courses and what Joan does, hop over to Joan's website. Or if you like to just find out more about what we do, don't be afraid. Send me a direct email. That's right. Send me an email directly and I will answer some of your questions. And you can reach me at info@DwayneRichards.com. That's DwayneRichards.com. And I'm more than happy to answer your questions around money. All right. Stay tuned for our next episode. And until then, make it a great day.